This is True Crime Psychology and Personality, where we discuss the pathology behind some of the most horrific crimes and those who committed them from a scientifically informed perspective.
I'm Dr. Todd Grande. I have a PhD in counselor education and supervision, and I'm a licensed professional counselor of mental health. Dr. Todd Grande, that's my YouTube channel.
Today's question is, can I analyze the case of Nicholas Godejohn? First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the crime, then offer my analysis. Nicholas Godejohn was born on May 20, 1989, and lived in Big Bend, Wisconsin. His parents separated when he was young. In grade school, Nicholas was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. His entire time in school was spent in special education classes. Nicholas was isolated and socially awkward. After school, he wanted to be a computer repair technician, but was unable to learn the material required. He spent much of his time online and was unemployed. In October of 2012, Nicholas met a woman named Gypsy Rose Blanchard on a Christian singles website. Gypsy was about 2 years younger than Nicholas and lived in Springfield, Missouri. She was trapped in a terrible situation with her mother, Claudine Blanchard, who went by the name Dee Dee. For just about her entire life, Gypsy had been the victim of her mother's criminal behavior. Dee Dee Blanchard appeared to be suffering from a mental disorder called factitious disorder imposed on another, which is also known as Munchausen syndrome by proxy. She had repeatedly taken Gypsy to medical providers and falsely claimed that Gypsy had various illnesses like lung disease, leukemia, asthma, and epilepsy. Gypsy had been subjected to multiple surgeries due to her mother's criminal behavior. She was forced to use a wheelchair despite being able to walk. One motive that Dee Dee Blanchard had was financial. She had gained substantial resources from perpetrating the fraud about Gypsy's health. Gypsy had attempted to escape from Dee Dee Blanchard in 2011 and was punished severely as a result. She was a prisoner in the sense that she had been completely manipulated by her mother, Dee Dee. Various people had failed to detect or failed to report Dee Dee's criminal activity. The police had actually visited Dee Dee and Gypsy based on an anonymous tip. They concluded that Gypsy was mentally ill and took no action to help her. Gypsy was feeling increasingly desperate to escape the mistreatment at the hands of her mother. Within 8 days of Gypsy and Nicholas making contact, the young couple declared themselves to be lovers. Their romantic relationship needed to stay secret because Dee Dee would not allow Gypsy to have contact with anyone. Gypsy would often communicate online with Nicholas at night in order to avoid detection by her mother. The young lovers would talk about sex. Nicholas had a particularly strong interest in BDSM, which greatly influenced the nature of the discussions. He believed that he was deeply in love with Gypsy and thought of her as his soulmate. Nicholas believed he had something like dissociative identity disorder. He pretended to have multiple personalities. A key part of the online romance with Gypsy involved her sending videos to Nicholas where she expressed various personas. She would even wear wigs and other apparel to play characters. Nicholas talked about a few of the personas that Gypsy would play. There was evil Gypsy. There was a version who was highly sexually motivated, a mature version, a loving version, and a little girl. Throughout the course of their relationship, Gypsy shared information about how her mother was mistreating her. For example, she talked about how she could walk and did not need a wheelchair. Dee Dee was profiting from the crimes against her. Her mother was controlling and demanding, and how Gypsy believed she would never be free as long as her mother was alive. In May of 2014, Gypsy introduced the idea of murdering her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard. Nicholas suggested the idea of running away, but Gypsy said that plan would not work. Dee Dee would find them. Murder was the only solution. The young lovers started developing ideas to commit the murder. They discussed poison and firearms, but eventually decided that using a knife would be the most expedient and practical method. While they were still considering the homicide, the couple engaged in an experiment to see if Dee Dee would accept Nicholas as Gypsy's lover. On March 12, 2015, Dee Dee and Gypsy went to a movie theater in Springfield, Missouri to see the film Cinderella. Gypsy had arranged for Nicholas to be at that movie theater. She paid for his bus ticket. At the theater, Nicholas introduced himself to Dee Dee and sat next to Gypsy, but Dee Dee was not happy about this. Despite her displeasure with Nicholas, Dee Dee intently watched the movie, which gave Nicholas and Gypsy a chance to hold hands and kiss. At one point, they went into a bathroom and had sex, at least according to Nicholas. He would later describe that moment as a state of bliss. Later, Gypsy informed Nicholas that their experiment did not go as planned. Dee Dee thought that he was weird and was not going to allow the relationship. The young lovers decided to move forward with their plan to eliminate Dee Dee. Now moving to the timeline of the crime. On June 8, 2015, using money that Gypsy mailed to him, Nicholas boarded a bus in Waukesha, Wisconsin. His destination was Springfield, Missouri. He arrived on June 9 at about 6 a.m. and stayed in a motel outside Springfield. Nicholas and Gypsy communicated that day via text message. They had many discussions about upcoming sexual contact and the homicide. Nicholas used a taxi to make his way to the house where Dee Dee and Gypsy lived, arriving at 2:07 a.m., now on June 10. Gypsy led him inside the house and supplied him with gloves, duct tape, and a knife. Nicholas would later say that in that moment, he had an angel and a devil on his shoulders. The angel said that he should leave with Gypsy, like they should run away. The devil said that Dee Dee should die. Ultimately, Nicholas sided with the devil. He entered Dee Dee's bedroom, where she was sleeping on her stomach. He jumped on her and started stabbing her. Dee Dee woke up and said, "Who are you?" She screamed for Gypsy to help her. Gypsy was in the bathroom covering her ears, although she could still hear the screams. Nicholas said that he lost all control and continued the attack. 48-year-old Dee Dee Blanchard died after being stabbed 17 times. After the murder, Nicholas inadvertently smeared blood all over the house from an injury on his hand. He asked Gypsy to clean it up while not wearing any clothing because that turned him on. The couple had sex, took $4,000 in cash, and went to the hotel where Nicholas had stayed earlier. Not long after this, they boarded a bus to Big Bend, Wisconsin. Dee Dee's body was found on June 15, one day after Gypsy wrote a message on Dee Dee's Facebook page, which read, quote, "That blank is dead," unquote. Nicholas and Gypsy were arrested for murder. On July 5, 2016, Gypsy pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Nicholas went to trial in November of 2018. He was hoping to get a sentence similar to the one that Gypsy received, but ultimately, he was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole after being convicted of first-degree murder and armed criminal action. Nicholas said that when he was convicted, Satan was around. Gypsy Rose Blanchard was released from prison in December of 2023. Nicholas Godejean has appealed his conviction, but realistically, he is going to die in prison.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio is a land of mystery, from missing shipwrecks and lost treasure beneath her surface to strange phenomena slicing through her skies, from myths that have evolved around historic events and people to the unsolved murders and disappearances that keep her communities wondering what happened. Find Ohio Mysteries on your favorite podcast app and let's explore the inexplicable. OhioMysteries.com.
Now moving to my analysis. Here are my thoughts on a few areas that stood out to me in this case. Item number one. Nicholas Godejean had one run-in with the law prior to being charged with murder. On March 11, 2013, Nicholas was arrested at a McDonald's restaurant after the police received a complaint about him. He later pleaded no contest to indecent exposure. Item number two, Nicholas indicated that he was essentially a recluse when he encountered Gypsy Rose Blanchard. He did not have any social skills and mostly kept to himself. There's the sense that Gypsy was the only romantic contact that Nicholas ever had. He was clearly infatuated with her, and his entire life became focused on continuing his relationship with her. He was extremely desperate to have sex with her, and Gypsy was aware of this. This brings me to item number 3. Dee Dee Blanchard was an excellent instructor as far as manipulation skills, and her daughter learned these skills well. Gypsy was desperate to escape her mother's criminal behavior. Her desperation motivated her to leverage Nicholas Godijan's desperation. Gypsy wanted to escape pain, and Nicholas wanted to have sex. Both lovers were strongly motivated and willing to do whatever was necessary to achieve their respective goals. When Nicholas suggested non-lethal solutions, like running away, Gypsy was quick to focus on homicide as the only possible avenue. In order for Nicholas to prove his love, he was going to have to commit the murder. In his mind, Dee Dee's murder was the gateway to having sex with Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Item number 4. Nicholas and Gypsy planned the murder of Dee Dee Blanchard for over a year. They both had plenty of opportunities to avoid going through with their plan. After entering the residence on the night of the murder, Nicholas thought to himself about if he really wanted to execute the plan. This is when he had his angel and devil on his shoulders moment. Nicholas understood what he was doing when he carried out the murder. He wanted to be a killer. He would later say that something inside of him clicked. He stated, quote, "That part of me wanted to come out for a very long time, and the very first opportunity it got, it didn't waste any time. That dark shadow part of me that really is triggered by anger, once that anger clicks, I see red," unquote. Item number 5, after completing the murder, Nicholas was then able to have sex with Gypsy. This was the realization of another fantasy. From the perspective of Nicholas, these were the best days of his life. Speaking of Gypsy, he said, quote, "From the very beginning, I just knew we were soulmates. Those 5 days when I was actually with her, physically with her, those 5 days were the most intense, magical, and awe-inspiring days I've ever had," unquote. Nicholas had high hopes that he would be with Gypsy together forever. He said, quote, "Somehow I just knew, deep within my heart, some way me and her would end up being together in the end," unquote. Ultimately, Gypsy ended up marrying somebody else in prison, but Nicholas has not given up hope, and he loves Gypsy with all his heart. He believes that somehow their magical relationship will work out, and stated that Gypsy is still with him. It sounds like Nicholas is stuck in that 5-day period after the murder, forever living it over and over. To him, it is some type of amazing dream. To everyone else, it is a nightmare. Item number 6. Gypsy has stated that she is sorry about committing the murder, but Nicholas has a different perspective. When asked if he had any regrets, Nicholas indicated that he did not. He said, quote, "I would have done it again. I might have done it differently, but I would have done it again," unquote. He appears to take pride that because of his efforts, Dee Dee can no longer harm Gypsy. Item number 7. It seems clear that Nicholas was guilty of murder, but many people believe he should not have been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. This brings me to the question, do I think that Nicholas deserved a life sentence? Let's take a look at the evidence both for and against the idea that he deserved to be in prison for life, starting with the factors supporting this theory. Nicholas physically carried out the murder after traveling across the country. The planning for the murder took over a year. Gypsy's options to escape the mistreatment from her mother may have been restricted, but Nicholas had all the routes available to him to stop Dee Dee Blanchard, including contacting law enforcement. After the murder, Nicholas took cash and fled. It's clear he understood that his actions were morally wrong and illegal. Statements by Nicholas support the idea that he wanted to kill someone, and he was strongly motivated by a desire to have sex with Gypsy. His motives were not altruistic. Moving to the factors contradicting the idea that Nicholas deserved a life sentence, even though his method was extreme, Nicholas did ultimately free Gypsy from a dangerous offender who may have killed her someday. His IQ score is 82, which is over a standard deviation below the mean. In addition, he suffered from autism spectrum disorder. There is this sense that Gypsy manipulated a vulnerable person to escape her suffering. When considering all the evidence, do I think that Nicholas Gottesjean deserved a life sentence? In my opinion, he should have been sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole. I'm not sure it will ever be safe to release him, but I think he should have a chance to make his case someday, years in the future. Here are my thoughts on this. I think what happened here is that both Gypsy and Nicholas were struggling with the concept of evil. Gypsy had to contend with her mother, who put her through unimaginable suffering. Nicholas had to contend with his own dark sexual and homicidal desires. Gypsy gave Nicholas an opportunity to express his desires in a manner that allowed him to justify his behavior. Sometimes when a person struggles with a desire to do something that is wrong, they can rationalize the behavior by saying to themselves that their own immoral actions can be used to fight a greater evil. Essentially, through Gypsy, Dede Blanchard transformed Nicholas Gottesjean into the killer that he always wanted to be.
This has been True Crime Psychology and Personality from Ars Longa Media. This content is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Ars Longa, Vita Brevis.
Hi, this is Amy and Vanessa from She Goes By Jane, where we shine light on the stories of missing and unidentified women. On November 7th, we're sharing Nahida's story for the first time in a podcast. And this is a story that I thought I knew, but after reading police reports, became more complicated than I thought. When investigators are called to Nahida Khatib's house, everything looks fine. Her purse is on the kitchen table, her cup of coffee is on the counter, and her 2-year-old niece is in her playpen. The only thing amiss? Nahida is missing.
Every week, we feature a poem written in honor of the person we're talking about. This week, we're joined by one of our favorite actresses. You might know her from Sister Act or King of the Hill or The Descendants. But if you're like us, you'll know her from Hocus Pocus. She's the much-beloved Kathy Najimy. Join us November 7th to hear Nahida's story.